Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny, and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzett. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. Hello, lovely soul, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzett. I hope you are having a beautiful day. I'm jumping in to share this episode with you around unhelpful spiritual and coaching advice that I have personally followed at some stage during my journey. And this is coming from real experience of my clients, what some people are coming to me with, or they're in a situation where they've been following and doing these things and they're not feeling like they're really growing or healing, or they're just coming up against lots of blocks. So I'm going to share unhelpful spiritual advice that I personally have found to support you so that you can grow and heal from your past and live a life that you love. So let's dive in. One big thing I didn't actually do when I started on the path was lots of tools. And by tools, I mean breathwork, ice baths, cards, crystals, affirmations, tapping. I didn't do any of that sort of thing, because when I started out, I went straight into therapy. I was at rock bottom moment in my life. I'd been struggling with bulimia for nearly 13 years, and I was in a pretty bad way. So the tools actually got completely bypassed as the first port of call. And instead, I went in and did the deep work with the therapist. I did shadow work, inner child healing, rewired some of my subconscious beliefs, regulated my nervous system. And what I actually see is now with social media, with the online world, we have access to so many tools. And we think that by using a tool, it's actually really going to help. Now, it can help and support you, but the level of healing that I know you're ready for, if you're listening to this podcast, is the deep stuff that creates the biggest transformation and change in your life and on your journey. You can supplement that with tools. But if you find you're just turning to a tool all the time to band-aid how you actually feel, that's not going to help you long term. You're literally putting a plaster on a gaping wound that needs some stitches. So if you see someone saying, you just got to do this breath work, you just need to do an ice bath, you should just go and read your oracle cards, you should do some affirmations or just tap and everything's going to be fine, there's a whole other element to the spiritual journey, your personal development journey and growth. And that means healing, the deep stuff. That means being willing to rewire your subconscious beliefs, to love and nurture your inner child. And that work is ongoing. I'm still doing the work. I'm still in my life having challenges, and beliefs come to the surface in different ways and different layers. So yes, use the tools, but don't use them as a, this is going to fix me, because first of all, you're not broken. And also, it's not that deep work that creates the biggest shift and transformation. And this is exactly what I do with clients in my one-on-one work. I support them on rewiring those subconscious beliefs, regulating their nervous system, healing and letting go of the past, loving themselves, stop overthinking. And that isn't done by just doing a breathwork once. And I'm a breathwork practitioner. I love breathwork. I think it's incredible. I also do ice baths. I also read cards and oracles and have affirmations. And I love tapping. I'm not discrediting any tool. What I'm saying is use that to supplement the deeper work that you're doing on yourself. And I see the biggest change and transformation when my clients come to me, when they're willing and courageous to do that. Okay, number two, it's all just love and light and you just need to think positively. Oh my gosh, vomit. I cannot stand that we're still sprinkling love and light on everything. I don't know about you, but that is completely bypassing the reality of the human experience. Being a human being is messy as fuck. It is painful. You're going to have feelings. Challenges will arise. All of that can't be sprinkled with love and light to be all okay. You tell someone that's going through grief or a really difficult time, just think positively, you know, just transcend it into the light. You know you came here for this. That may be true, but it doesn't actually support on that deeper level. We have to be willing to see that darkness and light coexist. We live in a world where it's so freaking present right now. And it's working with your own personal darkness, with your heaviness, with that shadow part of yourself, integrating it. And then when you've done that and you're moving through the sludge and you're being willing to feel all the feelings, then you can step into the light. But it's not all love and light and just think positively and it's all going to be great. It just doesn't work like that. So just be mindful of what you're seeing, what you're taking on board, what you're listening to. And if it's all love and light, then just question that for yourself. Is that my reality? Have I ever experienced a purely perfect year with no challenges, no emotions, no heaviness, no difficulties? No, because you're human, okay? Next one, mindset your way through. If you just change the way you think, it will cure all. I have to laugh because there was probably a point on my journey where I actually thought that. If I just change my thoughts, if I just change the way I think, then everything will change. But your thoughts directly correlate to your beliefs. So if you're changing your thoughts, then you also need to change your beliefs. So mindsetting your way through with a new set of thoughts may momentarily help, but your beliefs still remain. Which is why I think it's so powerful to do subconscious rewiring, to see where you're blocked, to see what's holding you back, so you can rewire it, and then you can change the thoughts because your beliefs will match the positive reality that you're trying to call in. And mindset coaching is beautiful and amazing, but there's just so many layers underneath that that mindset work and mindset coaching can help with. I'm currently being trained and doing a somatic trauma certification, so I can deeply support people with the somatic work. Now, I've already done a trauma certification a few years ago, but I feel that this is my next layer because I see the challenges that people face. We can't mindset our way through it. Yes, mindset work can support in addition to that deeper work. Okay, next point. You don't need to feel. Humans, gorgeous souls, please. You have feelings and that is part of your human experience. you're going to feel. You're going to feel the big stuff. You're going to feel emotional. You're going to get frustrated at some point. You're going to cry. You're going to be sad. You're going to grieve. You're going to be annoyed. All those feelings are welcome because it's part of your human experience. And you can't think your way to healing. Feel it. Embody a new way of being as you transcend those feelings and emotions. A lot of us were never, ever taught this. We're never taught how to feel an emotion, how to process an emotion. And some people have become so disconnected with their bodies, they don't even know how they feel. So give yourself a little bit of grace and don't judge yourself if you feel. If you're a big feeler, you're a huge-hearted being. And most importantly, you're a human being. That's going to involve feelings. Okay, point number 5. Escape the matrix. So, whilst running away to the forest to live a completely free off-grid life may be appealing to some of you, me included, we still have to exist in this reality. We still have to eat and sleep and earn money and provide for our families. So yes, open your awareness, elevate your consciousness, move more into a 4D and a 5D reality where you're able to see differently, where you're able to think differently, where you're able to connect to your psychic abilities, where you're able to listen to your intuition and your spirit guides and connect with your higher self. I'm a big advocate for that, but not to escape the matrix, because we can't. Not that I'm aware of. Maybe in some meditations you might escape up to 7D if you're that ascended and that awakened. But the reality is that you listening to this podcast, you're existing in your life. You're probably going to work. You're looking after your children. You're having friendships and you're existing with your family members and you have a home. That's the matrix. That's you being here. So I think it's a really false and super unhelpful way to tell people, just escape the matrix. Just escape what we're told. You don't need a passport. I don't know about you, but I like to get on an aeroplane. So I'm very much in this reality. I'm very much in the matrix because I'm human. So just be aware there are dimensions outside of our human reality, outside of 3D, that we can actually see. Open your awareness and your consciousness to the other realms, but know that escaping the reality can create a lot of resistance, a lot of struggle, because you think you're not awakened enough or enlightened enough or not there yet or not spiritual enough. Let's just start owning our humanness. I think that's a big theme from today's episode. Be human. Be human. Awaken to a higher consciousness. Awaken as much as you can for where you are right now, but give yourself compassion if you're very much still living your life. Now, the final one is, it's actually funny as I go to say this, I'm healed. I have a real thing about that line. And it's often because I struggled for a really long time with thinking I wasn't healed enough. I'm not a good enough spiritual teacher or coach because I'm still working through stuff. I still have limiting beliefs. I still have doubts. I still have my ego that comes in. I still have that negative voice inside my head sometimes. And for me, for somebody to say, I'm healed, come this way, I've got it all figured out, is really unhelpful because it makes you think that that is 100% possible. And as soon as you have a negative thought or as soon as a limiting belief comes in, or you get frustrated at your partner or your kids, that there's something wrong with you. And I'm here to tell you there isn't. This is a journey. And I believe it's a healing journey. I don't know if being healed is actually available to anybody and what that even looks like. Maybe Dalai Lama, somebody that lives in a cave and has managed to stay there for 20 years because they've worked through so much, but still they come back to reality. They're going to be faced with the government. They're going to be faced with friends, family members. Everything is still going to exist. So is it realistic for us to have that belief that we need to get somewhere? I need to be healed. I don't think it is. Can you, as a more helpful thought, give compassion to yourself that you're on this journey? You're on this journey, and you may be on this journey forever, because this is life, and we're constantly revealing parts of ourselves. We are uncovering new layers. We're learning and growing as we go. I'm not the same version of me that was yesterday, last week, last month, last year. I'm constantly evolving and learning as I go and working on healing what arises. But I don't spend 24/7 just healing, because that's also unrealistic, because I'm really here to live in my life, to have friends and family and to have fun and to play and to be in joy and to grow my business and to travel the world. I'm still here to do that alongside me healing when opportunities arise for that to be done. And I have spiritual practices. I still journal. I still meditate. I still do those things because I'm not healed. And if you're aspiring to get somewhere and I need to be healed is the narrative that maybe is running through your mind, just witness that with compassion and don't put any spiritual coach, mentor, or healer on a pedestal and think that they've got it all figured out. And I think that's one thing that I really try and keep close to my heart when I'm looking to hire somebody, that they may have a skill set that can support me right now, but that doesn't mean they're better than me. And I really don't want you thinking that somebody is better than you because they have mastered a certain skill or they've been healing for a little bit longer. The length of the journey is actually completely irrelevant. It's how embodied that person is for me. How do I feel their energy? How do they show up? Are they practicing what they preach? Are they authentic? Are they real? That's what I want. And if you're here, more than likely, that's what you want too. That's why you tune into the podcast, because I do share the stuff, the real stuff. I don't sugarcoat it and say, just do X, Y, Z, and you're going to be healed. And I know more than you. And this is a real big thing, I think, in the spiritual space that I've witnessed and observed. Please don't put anybody on a pedestal above you. We are all walking this path. We are all walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. It's an unlearning and a remembering. Unlearning the conditioning, the program, the beliefs, and remembering who you truly are at the core of you. And that life that you want to live, how free you want to feel, how happy you get to be, is possible for you. 100%. I want you to remember, no matter what that voice inside your head tells you, you get to break up with your past. You get to live a life that you're absolutely in love with, whatever that looks like. And that is my wish for you. And to not follow any of this unhelpful advice. Discernment is so, so key right now. What you're taking on board, what you're listening to, and really listening to your own inner guidance and your own intuition, that should take the forefront above everything else. And that's what I also teach clients to do, to listen into that inner guidance, to trust it when it comes up. And trust is a muscle that's built over time that, again, we're not taught. There was never a lesson in school that I remember that says, this is how to trust your intuition. This is how you listen to inner guidance. This is how you feel your emotions. I could go on and on about what I wish was in the school curriculum, but I just want to give you that sprinkling. You're not taught this. You get to build it. Trust yourself. Use that discernment. It's super, super powerful. And when I see clients coming in that don't trust themselves, and then they walk away going, oh my gosh, Charlotte, I can hear my intuition now. I know what that feels like, and I'm trusting it. I'm building that muscle. I'm not in my head as much. Life is unfolding. The universe is supporting me. My manifestations are coming to life. I'm like doing a little happy dance over here, like hells yes. That is what I want for you too. And if you're feeling the pull right now, there is just one space left to work with me one-on-one for the end of 2023. To apply, you can do that below, and I can't wait to support some of you. I'll be back next week for more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.